Wonderful. So welcome, welcome to Man, Man Above. This is one of the most, if not the most powerful practice in the world. I've yet to come across anything that is anywhere near as powerful, impactful on not only your personal sense of feeling, not only on clearing your karma, because nothing else actually can clear your karma except connecting to the purifier, as well as affecting the world around you, affecting your relationships, affecting absolutely everything that is going on in life. And I've just actually recorded this meditation. I'm now feeling extremely in an altered state as I speak to you, but I'm just going to explain how this whole thing works. So the reason you're doing this is because you are a spiritual being. Just like everyone else, you've gone on a journey and you've gradually become tired over a period of time. And it's now an opportunity to reconnect with the power, to wake up, to live in this new way, to clear your karma, clear the slate, so you can just experience things fresh and really have the most beautiful spiritual experiences possible, and also to see reality as it is rather than seeing it through the filter of the ego. David Hawkins, who is one of my favorite teachers, explains that basically reality is absolutely pristine and beautiful. The world is a beautiful, beautiful place. Life is amazing. But what happens is the ego basically sees, let's just backtrack a moment. So right now, for example, you're experiencing life through your senses. So there is pristine beauty coming towards you. That pristine beauty is then recorded by your ego. It's a bit like the ego has got a video camera and it's recording it, and which of course edits lots of it out, cuts it down, frames it, and what you're looking at through your mind is this massively edited version of reality. And, you know, various psychology professors and studies have shown, as well as scientists, that there are these, you know, infinite information coming to us, and the conscious mind is editing out most of it. So what you're normally experiencing is this, you know, one millionth, or, you know, it depends who you talk to, but basically somewhere between 1 millionth and 1/10 billionth of what is actually happening. So in other words, your normal experience of life is extremely limited. So Man Man Above, which means to surrender your mind to God, surrender your mind to the light, give up your limited way of seeing and see through the eyes of God. This experience allows you to let go of that limited perception and actually see things more as they are, rather than as you have been conditioned to see them. So this in itself is a tremendous, beautiful thing, and it also has many, many profound implications and effects on your life, on your feelings, on your relationships, on your interactions, on your overall sense of well-being, as well as how things look to you, as well as your projects, your abundance. Everything is going to be increased through becoming in alignment with truth. So undoubtedly this is a very, very important and beautiful practice. So in essence, what is this all about? How do you do it? Well, I've got two meditations for you to listen to. One helps you go beyond and really let go of all the limitations and start experiencing the bliss. And the other one then is bringing you back into your body and having you breathe in that bliss. So you can do the breathing one all day long if you want to. I highly recommend you do. And the first meditation I recommend you do morning and evening until you really get the experience of being in that light. So where does this information come from? Well, basically it's a combination of various things. Mainly this is coming from the ancient Raj Yoga of Bharat. Bharat is the ancient India, ancient land, the original civilization. So this is famous as the ancient Raj Yoga of Bharat. Raj Yoga is the highest of all the yogas. There's all these different kinds of yogas, you know, that you've heard about. Ashtanga Yoga, Kriya Yoga, etc., etc. And in the yoga system, Raj Yoga is at the top. It's the highest. It's the sovereign yoga, the supreme yoga, the king yoga, the ultimate yoga, the highest on high yoga. Yoga, the word yoga means union, and Raja means the sovereign, the supreme, the highest. So in other words, this is the supreme union, the highest union, the most powerful divine connection. And the consequence of having this union with the highest of all beings, with God, with the light, the consequence of this is that you become a self-sovereign. You become sovereign over your body, over your life, over your mind, and you become a powerful creator, and you wake up. So frankly, there's nothing more powerful than this. And if you are genuinely wanting to be a superhero, then of course you have to wake up and become sovereign over yourself. Otherwise, how can you really help anyone else if you are still a slave, you know? So Raj Yoga gives you sovereignty, sovereignty over yourself, and ultimately sovereignty over the world, because you are creating the world around you. And if you become sovereign, then you become sovereign over your kingdom. If you are a slave, then you become enslaved in your life. So this is opportunity to experience what is known as Jivan Mukti. Jivan Mukti, which means freedom, liberation, whilst in a body, whilst in life. So this is a very, very, very powerful thing. And essentially, it's all it is. It's very simple, really. Is first part is to renounce your body, bodily religions, bodily relations. In other words, die. Imagine you have died. Just imagine right now you were to leave your body for some reason. You had an accident, or you know, you took a lethal dose of morphine, or died of a heart attack, or whatever, hit by a nuclear bomb. There's many ways of dying, but just think of the most pleasant thing you can think of, and you just leave your body. And if you left your body, your relationships would end, in terms of you wouldn't be able to talk to people, because you'd be in disembodied soul, you'd be light. Your responsibilities would no longer be a problem for you. If you had any court cases or any troubles, they wouldn't be a problem. If you had any health issues, they're all gone. Had any debts, they're all gone. If you had any money, it's all gone. Any projects, goodbye to your project. So, you know, death is a wonderful thing because everything is finished and you are just free of your responsibilities and just light. So ultimately that's what you are now, even if you are in a body. So you just experience being free of all those different things, free of your name, free of your form. You know, no longer male or female, you're just light. You can't you know, think you're better than anyone or not better than anyone, because you're just light. You know, you're no longer rich or poor, you're just light. You're no longer male or female, you're light. You're no longer anything, you're just light. So that's the first part. And then the second thing, so once you're light, you go up, up, up and away, back to where you came from. Soul comes from a world of light, world of peace, known as Nirvana, Shantidharma, Parandharma, the great light, the great expanse of light, the home of the soul. And this is known as a world of golden red light, like a beautiful golden red sunset. So then you float in this golden red light, and then you start to be drawn towards God, the ocean of bliss, the ocean of peace, the ocean of internal wonder. And so I hope you haven't got any problems with the word God, because it doesn't really matter. In fact, I don't particularly like the word. But nonetheless, this being of light, who I like to call the ocean of love, ocean of peace, this is who you're going to meet. And you gradually become merged in this ocean of peace and bliss and light. And the meditation ends there, where you're just floating in freedom and in light. And then the second half is where you come back down, once again into your body. And you start practicing Man Manabhav in the body. Man Manabhav means that you're in your body and you're surrendering your mind, surrendering everything to the light. Surrender, surrender, surrender. So any feelings, any pain, any struggle, anything, you just give it up, give it up, give it up. And imagine you're just, in a sense, grabbing your whole experience, putting it in a ball and just surrendering it up, letting it float away like a helium balloon. Just take the whole thing and just give it up. David Hawkins says, you know, the only way to ascend in the levels of consciousness, the only way to go up and ascend is to surrender to God. There's no other way. Rajagu says exactly the same thing. Surrender, Man Manabhav means surrender your mind and your being to this light. So as you breathe in, you're experiencing that beautiful light coming into your body, into your mind, into your soul. And as you breathe out, you're surrendering it back to God. Just give it up, let it go, let it go, let it go. Most of our trouble in life is just because we're holding on to pain. So here's your opportunity to give it up. You know, your ego wants you to hold on to suffering and keep attached to all these things. Ultimately, you're going to have to let them go when you die anyway, so you might as well let them go now and experience a life of freedom. So the second part is breathing in the light and then breathing out, surrender, 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 surrender. And frankly, this is something you can do all day long. There's no limit to this. It's completely free of charge. It's not going to... You don't have to like buy any supplements or anything. You can be doing it all day long. You're breathing all day long anyway. So once you really get into it, you can be practicing this all the time. And frankly, I can't think of anything better to do than this all day long, because you're not only tapping into superpowers, you're also liberating yourself from sorrow, becoming purified, and experiencing beautiful feelings of bliss and peace and love. So, how to do it? Well, how to do it is pretty straightforward. You listen to the meditation morning and evening, part one, so you really get the feeling of what it's like to be with this being called the ocean of love. You want to feel how it feels to have died alive and become a point of light and return to your home. So you want to really get into that feeling of how it feels to be totally free. And by the way, this is totally natural, because that's what you are right now. You're totally free. You just forgot. There's nothing wrong with you. This isn't a practice to get anything, to gain something. You're not going to gain anything. All you're really doing is waking up to what you already are right now and always have been. An opportunity to let go of all the junk and pointless stuff that's been holding you in limitation. So part one is just listen morning and evening, So you get into the feeling of it. And step two is to have an attitude of surrender. Give it up, imagine your whole life. Surrender it to the light. Grab the whole thing, surrender it. Imagine whatever you're feeling, just surrender it. Okay, you can imagine God pulling it out of your heart. You can imagine putting it in a ball and putting it up into the sky. You can imagine just closing your eyes and it all disappears. There's many ways that you can also come up with your own ideas, but basically let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go. Surrender, surrender, surrender. Man, man above means offer your mind to me. So just whatever thoughts you're having, just give it up. Just imagine you're thinking through God's mind. Imagine you're seeing through the eyes of God. How would that feel? So keep asking these questions and you'll start getting answers. How would you feel? Just ask this question now. If you had become God right now, you are the ocean of bliss, the ocean of peace, the ocean of knowledge, the purifier. How would you be seeing the world around you right now? How would you feel if you were the ocean of peace? What would you think about other people if you were the ocean of peace and bliss? What would be important to you if you were the ocean of bliss and peace? So keep asking these questions to yourself and you'll become clear on how to see and how to experience. Doesn't matter if you don't experience this all in extreme power straight away, it takes a little bit of practice, but you're going to get deeper and deeper and deeper. So practice breathing this again and again and again, practice the meditation again and again and again, until you become naturally soul conscious, until this being becomes your friend. There's many names for God in India. Many of the yogis say that God's original name is Shiva. Shiva means the benefactor, the bestower, the one who benefits everyone. I personally like that word, Shiva. Shiva. Yeah, it doesn't matter what the name is. It's more the experience. But you want to be thinking you have a relationship with this being of light, this being of peace. You are friends. You have a personal connection. You have a personal cell phone number. As soon as you say man, man above, man, man above, man, man above, man, man above, you are having that one-to-one personal consultancy, personal coaching, personal experience with the one straight away. Man, man above means you're surrendering to the light. This isn't random. This isn't, some theory. This is very practical. There is a being who wants to take away your sorrow, and man, man above means you're giving it up, you're handing it over. So remember, you're connecting to the ocean of bliss. Many call this being Shiva, the ocean of bliss, the eternal mother and father, the purifier. And man, man above means surrender, give it up, give it up, give it up, because this being has the capacity to burn all of your negativity. So all your vices, all your negativity, all your negative thoughts, everything that you don't want, just give it all up and it'll be burnt. You're not going to hurt this being by giving up. Don't hide it, surrender it. Put all your cards on the table. Man, man above, give it up, give it up, give it up. Drop the whole thing, blow it out, give it up. Free yourself from it. And if it's going to keep coming, keep giving it up, give it up, give it up, till it's all purified, cleared out, and you become cured of the illness of name and form, thinking you're a person when you're just a point of infinite peace. So there you have it, man, man above, give it up, surrender to the bliss, go deep, it will change your life. This is extremely important. It's going to affect how you breathe, you'll start breathing deeper. It's going to affect how you see the world as you look through beautiful eyes, you'll actually start to see reality, see more colors, see more clarity, see more wonder. Your health will improve as you experience more bliss chemicals. Your clarity will improve. Your decision making will improve. Your ability to manifest things will massively increase. And frankly, it's just a beautiful thing to be doing anyway, because you just feel so wonderful and peaceful and light and free and detached and easy about everything in the moment. So it's just a joy for its own sake. So go ahead, experience the meditations often, get into the practice, and I'll talk to you soon. Lots of love and aloha.